Musaica Chamber Ensemble is moving forward with its 15th season. It's called Reconnecting. The opening concert will be streamed live from the Performing Arts Center at UNO. Musaica violist and president Bruce Owen joins us by phone. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Diane. It's so great to talk to you.
Nice to hear from you. You made the decision to open your new season without the benefit of a live audience. How are you reconnecting with music fans?
We really wanted to play together. And the first concert, and it's looking like the second concert that we do in February, will both be streamed online from the UNO Performing Arts Center. Then our hope is that the third concert that we play in May will actually be for a live audience.
And how would you describe this new season? What can we look forward to?
We're calling it Reconnecting. So how we're starting off is this program that we are calling Postcards from Paris and Vienna. And the idea about the whole season is that we're starting off in the distance as if we have gone on a trip somewhere, but we want our audience to hear from us. So it's like we are sending musical virtual postcards from where we have been. We will be playing a piece called Garden of Peacocks by Bernard Andrus, the French composer who was born in 1941, and he wrote a piece for two harps. This composer is known for works that range in style from classical to jazz. We'll be playing that with our harpist, Kathy Anderson, and her friend, who's one of our guests, is Becca Todaro. Following that, Kathy and our violinist, Yuki Tanaka, will be playing two pieces by Henrietta Renier, who lived in the late 19th century, early 20th century, and it's two pieces for violin and harp called Andante Religious and Scherzo Fantasy. We're following that with a later French composer, Jean Francais. This is the piece that I will be playing. This is his trio for clarinet, viola, and piano. He is a thoroughly 20th century composer. He lived from 1912 to 1997, but he was known for his neoclassical style. His work is really joyful, but also very reflective. This trio was actually written in 1990. It's actually very jazzy. It's got a little burlesque section, some dance-like parts. I'm just really looking forward to it. And we're going to finish this concert with a work by Beethoven.
Tell us a little bit about Musaica Chamber Ensemble, the players, and the type of classical works that you specialize in.
Our group is made up primarily of members of the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. This is our chance to play works for smaller ensembles, anywhere from 1 to 9 or 10 people. We really try to aim for playing works that don't get performed a lot, even if they're by major composers. We have people write things for us. We've done, I think, 14 or 15 world premieres at this point as well.
That's a lot of work.
We generally try to do 3 different programs every season. We were very sad when the third program last season had to be postponed because at that point in May, we could not perform for audiences. And we just said, well, I guess we'll just have to do this another time.
So you're going to bring it back in the 15th season?
Yes, we are. This is actually part of the whole arc of our reconnecting with our audience. The second concert will be on February 2nd, and this particular program is called Bridges Between Countries. It sort of symbolizes now traveling back to New Orleans. Our connection is that we will be playing a world premiere, Nonet, for string quartets, wind quartet, and harp by our own Dave Anderson. We will also be including on that program 3 works by composers from other countries who inspired him. So that will include the Dmitri Shostakovich Viola Sonata, The Last String Quartet by Paul Hindemith, and Alberto Ginastera's quintet for flute and string quartet.
And you wind down in May with the third and final concert of the season?
This is the concert which we are planning at the moment to play for a live audience. We're calling it a musical reunion. We wanted to include in this concert an homage to Ellis Marsalis, who we unfortunately lost to the pandemic a few months ago. We will be doing an arrangement for bass, harp, and trombone of his Fourth Autumn. We're also doing a piece called Portraits of Langston by Valerie Coleman, who's an up-and-coming Black composer. And this is a piece for flute, clarinet, piano that's inspired by the jazz poetry of Langston Hughes. And we will be doing the world premiere of another piece by a participant in our composition workshop program. This composer, William Montgomery, is writing a sextet for us for flute, oboe, violin, viola, cello, and harp. It is going to musically describe our reemergence into and reunion with the city. We will be topping off that concert with a piece from our very first season of Musaica, the Johannes Brahms Quintet for Clarinet and Strings.
Bruce, this sounds exciting. I'm hoping you will get your wish for a live audience in May.
We really hope so, too. Of course, nobody can predict what's going to happen, but what I have really found in this whole world we've been living in is that it doesn't mean that you have to stop producing art and music. In fact, I think it can actually inspire us to even be more creative.
Musaica Chamber Ensemble violist and president Bruce Owen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Musaica Chamber Ensemble opens its 15th season, streaming live from the UNO Performing Arts Center, Friday, September 25th at 7:30 p.m. You'll find a link to the stream at musaica.org. That's musaica.org.